So let's end this part of the discussion by bringing in yet another VEGF-related compound, the monoclonal antibody to the VEGF receptor, ramucirumab. Charlie, there are a number of studies in GI cancers looking at this interesting agent, including in colorectal cancer.
Actually, four studies, two in gastric cancer, one completed, which was in patients who had failed first-line therapy, randomized to the antibody, which targets the VEGF receptor 2 or best supportive care. That study completed enrollment in January, so I anticipate we'll get results early next year. The second study, which was reported as a trial in progress, is again the same population, second line, but in this case, they actually get paclitaxel with or without the antibody. So everyone gets chemotherapy in that trial. The other trial in hepatocellular carcinoma, for those patients who had failed sorafenib, being randomized to the antibody or best supportive care. So all, I think, well-designed studies to see whether the antibody works either as a single agent in gastric or hepatocellular carcinoma or in addition to a taxane in second line.